Blog Talk Radio.
Again, I want to thank my listening audience. Thank you for tuning in this evening. I want to thank God for tasking me with this opportunity to bring the word to my listening audience. I want to thank Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International Ministry for allowing me this opportunity under the direction of Prophetess Teresa Dox. And I want to proceed with a few announcements. Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International Ministry is having a conference May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Please all try to attend. It's going to be a fiery conference. It's going to be like Paul with the fire shut up in our bones. We're going to have to bring it out. It's going to flame somewhere. Just thank you, Jesus. Praise God. The name of my the title this evening is going to be Try Me. Try me, Jesus. Try me. Try me. The Lord is asking us to try him. Start off with a prayer. O Heavenly Father, creator of all things, kings of kings, lords of lords, prince of peace, Jesus is Lord, for allowing me this opportunity. I want to thank you for the listening audience, for allowing all of us to dig deep within ourselves and receive the word that is about to go forth this evening. I want to thank you In our darling Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Try me. I'm going to come out of John. I'm going to come out of Matthew 9. Off where it says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue wrong scripture. Praise God, praise God. Try me. Try me. And doing this for tonight, try me, I'm going to come out with just some plain talk. Putting ourselves in situations in which we come to God, and we're talking to God. We're talking to God and asking God to, on a level that we understand, as we're talking to God and not talking to other people. We talking to God, and we coming to God, and we asking God to please, make way as we go through trials and tribulation, and as situations in our lives change. We asking the Lord to what shall we do, and the Lord is talking back to us, and we just have to open up our ears, because He's telling us to. He's saying, try me. You tried everything else. He said, try me. So we going to have to just sit back and go to our closet, and ask the Lord to try me. And He's telling us. He said, try me. And I'm just, in Ephesians where God is telling us, you put on the whole armor of God. And so He may be able to stand, that we may be able to stand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. And what He's telling us is, try me. He's saying, try me. And we know that as we look back over our lives, and even today, we turn around and we try our jobs. And that didn't work. We tried new cars. That didn't work. We tried relationships. That didn't work. God is telling us, try me. He said, try me. And as we continue on in our step to our destiny, we tried money. That didn't work. We try our children. That didn't work. We try our wife. But if you don't have God, that don't work either. We try drinking. That didn't work. We try drugs. That didn't work. We'll go to school and get our education and thinking all things is going to be hunky-dory. And we find out that didn't work. Then we start going down. Start getting in trouble. Stealing. Whatever we have to do. That didn't work. And the Lord is saying, try me. Try me. And we're standing and we're asking the Lord, do what? He said, try me. We're looking and we're crying for help, and we don't know which way to turn. And God is saying, try me. Try me. And His words will always be true. Try me, He's saying. Please try me. And He's telling you, I need you. You just have to try Him. The Lord is talking to you. As you're trying to talk to Him, and you reach out, and you just said, Lord, embrace me. Embrace me, Lord. You know, I want you here by my side. Please, Lord, embrace me. Embrace me, dear God. I don't want your love to run and hide anyway. I need you. You have to come out and say, I need you, dear Lord. You know, you just have to just cry out. Cry out to God. I need you, Father. I need you. I need you. Try me, the Lord is telling you. In Matthew 11:28, God said, come unto me, all that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In essence, what is he saying? Try me. He had tried everything else. Come to me. Try me. That's not hard. He's saying, try me. Try me. And then one day you're going to wake up and you're going to hear a little still voice, small voice, saying, try me. Try me. You tried everything else. You tried everything else. Your friends didn't help you. The Lord is saying, try me. Try me. Then you turn around and you're saying, Lord, I want to try you. I want to try you. Who are you? And God is speaking to you. God is saying, He said, I am the Elohim. I am your creator. Try me. God has said, I am your El Shaddai, the mighty one. He said, try me. Try me. Your might, you didn't get it. With my might, you will. God is saying, try me. He said, Yahweh Rapha. He said, I'm the Lord that heals. You know, you complain about the pain. You go to doctors. You talk to your brothers and your sisters, and you even talk to your pastor, and he's telling you the same thing that that still voice has been telling you all your life. Try me. Just try me. And then you turn around and you need provisions. And you turn to God again. And he's telling you that I am Yahweh Nisi. I will hold your banners up. He's telling you, I am Yahweh Tiskadu, the righteousness one. He's saying that I am the El Shaddai, El Shalom. I am the God of peace. I am with you. You got to try me. He also saying, I am El Yohim. He said, please, God is there for you. God is there for you. He's telling you to try me. Try me. The Lord is saying, please try him. In Psalms 1:3, God wants you to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, you shall prosper. With the time when you're at that stage in your life, and God is telling you to try him, he wants you to be planted by the rivers of water, like a tree, where you are movable. I know we're all going to step back. We're all going to backslide a little bit. But that's part of our human nature because we're not perfect. We're only human. But we got to try God. No matter what we do, we must try him. We must try him. We tried everything else, but we got to try him. We got to try him. Father God is telling you, try me. Try me. When all else fails, you're going to have to try him. The blind man, Bartimaeus. I mean, when Jesus was walking by, I mean, he cried out as they were trying to stop him from talking to Jesus. And he cried even the more, yelling out, you know, Savior, Son of God. God heard his cry. And he regained his sight. You got to try him. You got to try him. No matter what course, what path you're taking, that fork in the road is going to always lead to God. You must try him. You must. You got to try Jesus. I don't care what you do in your life. You tried him once. You got to continue to try him again. Try Jesus. Try him. God is just so... God is just so good. He is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. We got to try him. Father God, as we try you, dear Lord, in all ways possible, in our business, we got to try him. Oh, in every step we take, every move we make, we got to try him. We must try Jesus. When the Samaritan woman was at the well, she saw Jesus. And Jesus asked her about the husband she had. And she came forth and said, she doesn't have him. That's not hers. And Jesus realized that he knew she was telling the truth. And he was telling her about the water. If she thirsts for what he has to give her, she will thirst no more. In essence, what is he telling her? He's saying, try me. That's what he's telling her. Try me. And once you try me, you'll never go back. You'll never go back. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's saying, try me. Over and over again, he's reaching out to us and telling us, try him. And that's all we have to do is open up our ears. Allow our ear gate to receive what the Lord has been trying to tell us. Try the church. Is most churches trying God? And the God, Jesus said, the gates of hell should not prevail. We're in church. Are we there playing church? Or are we really trying to try God? Do we hear God on the other side saying, try me? Try me, Lord. He's telling us to try him. We get into our little prayer closet and we sit down and we just talk to him like we would talk to any normal individuals. Just talk to God on a level that you understand, because he understands everything. I said, Lord, I need you. I came to the end of my road, and I need to make another move, the right move. I want to try you. And the Lord would, on the other side, is saying that, my son, my daughter, I have not left you nor forsake you. I've been here all the time, just waiting for you to walk to me, walk with me, talk to me, talk with me, just try me. That's all he's asking. Try me. And you'll be surprised. The joy. The joy that that the world didn't give to you. The world can't take it away. When God give you that joy after trying him, and you realize you can laugh everything else off because you know that they can't take it away from you. And in listening to intercessors over the course of months and seeing how they have come so far, it's sort of ironic listening to them and knowing that how they have grown, how they talk about when they're being tried. And you know, by listening to them, that you know that, hey, a few years back or a few months back, they would attack a situation a different way. But now, they don't do that. They try God. When they run across a situation, first thing they do is they'll just say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. You know, they just don't resort back to what they used to do. And I heard a lot of good talk of the intercessors talking about what they would have done back in the days. But now it's, I try God. You know, when times get rough, they know how to just try God. They reach out and call his name. They reach out and embrace him. And the Lord is right there, waiting for them, and embracing them. And all he's saying is try me. In your trials and tribulation, in your ups and downs, try him. That's what he's there for you. He's just saying, try me. My gate is open. My door is open. You know how we used to say, when we get into this verbal confrontation, you tell your opponent, try me. Try me. Come on, try me. Yeah, I know a lot of sisters and brothers have said that. Come try me. Well, God is telling you that. You think you're bad? Try him. Try the Lord. And that's what he's telling you. Try me. You tried everything else? Try me. And just let me fulfill your heart. Let me direct your destiny. Let me be your rock of Gibraltar. Let me hold you, embrace you, and love you. God is saying, try me. Try me. Try me. Oh, dear Father, I want to thank you so much for touching my heart, allowing me this opportunity to try you. Because we have tried everything else. Now it's only you, dear God. I put down my shovel, put down my pitchfork, put down my gun, put down my knives. I just put it down. I'm ready to try you. I'm ready to try you. Yes, I'm ready to lower my attitude and raise my voice toward you, dear Lord. I want to praise you more. I just want to try you, dear God. Try me. I need you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, try me, Lord. Try me. I need you. Try me, Lord. And your words will always be true. Try me, dear God. Try me. I need you. I need you, Father. Embrace me. Embrace me, Lord. Oh, I want you right here by my side, dear God. Embrace me. Embrace me, dear Lord. Lord, my love for you, I won't hide. Lord, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus was tried in an unjust court. Jesus suffered unrighteously. But God, whenever we're tried, God always steps in. God picked us up where we would have fallen. We just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you'll never leave or forsake us. When we begin to try God, when we begin to try the Savior, things begin to change. As Elder Docs was saying, things are not like they used to be. When we would run to comfort, now we can run to the Comforter. When we would run the opposite way of the way God is sending us, we run to the rock. So we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for Elder Docs. Thank you, Father, how you are embracing him. Thank you, Father, how he is embracing you. Father, as we try you, as he's trying you, and as your people are trying you, God, we know that we can lean, we can trust you, we can depend on you. Father, we know right now that you are the comforter of all. And Father, as we join together, we thank you that we have already won. We thank you, Father, that we can trust you. We thank you, Father, that you make a way out of no way. We thank you that you're all-knowing and you never sleep nor slumber. For there's none like you, God. None. No, not one. And Father, we know that we can lean on you. So as we're trying you, God, we ask you to have mercy upon our friends and our enemies, Lord God. Give us the words to say, the things to do to bless them, to be a representation of you as we try you, as we walk with you, as we talk with you, as we go, as you lead, guide, and direct. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that was tried on the cross. The death had no power. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? We just say amen and amen because we're trying you with the blood covering us. As the blood speak and the blood will keep us in all of our ways. We acknowledge you and we thank you, Father, for directing our path. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you for giving us that opportunity to try you. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen and glory to God. I want to thank everyone once again. I'm going to ask Elder Docs if he would have the final word.
Praise God. Praise God. Just want to thank God and thank our listening viewers. Just thank you for joining in. And as you go through life and you run into obstacles that might have struck your way, just stand tall and just try Him. As you run into your troubled time, try God. Just try Him because He's there for you. He's always there. He's there through sickness. No matter what type of disease, try God. He's a healer. No matter what kind of confusions in your life, try God. He's a peacemaker. Just try Him. I just want to thank you again for joining in. And try Him. As He will say, God will say, try me. Try me. I'm all that you need. Try me, try me. Thank you once again, and may God bless you and keep you and your family strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we want to say if you'd like to listen in archives, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. And remember to keep trying God, and good night.